Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Slipknot officially with your boy Eloy Casagrande. Very badass. I mean, we all knew, but yeah, you know, another drummer's standpoint and like musician standpoint, watching Eloy rip with them and like play like classic songs, just it hits different, dude. It was insane.
Yeah, well, someone's getting slapped, and it's not me. So, who is it?
Certainly not me. So, is there a third party in question that we don't know about?
Because no, I mean, it's not me. So that
I'm
means
not
it's
getting
you.
Slapped.
You're getting slapped.
I don't think so, dude. Chris, are you getting slapped?
No, I'm not getting slapped.
No, that's weird, dude.
My lady asked me, "Are you guys really going to have a slap contest?" I'm like, if there's enough pull from the
from
world,
from the people, dude. From the people.
If the people want it, I will give it to them. I will train.
We have to give the people what they want, dude.
Dude, I saw Slaughter at the Palladium and some kid walked past me and said, "I'm going to bet my life savings on you, Garza."
Is it for real?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah. For me to win.
The slap contest.
Yes. Power slap contest.
Fuck that kid, dude. I don't know what he
said. And I said, "Don't do that. Bet half of it. And bet on me because I'm training." And then I showed him how I'm training. I was like, I'm training. I gave him like a preview of my range.
It's true. I walked into the garage yesterday to grab stuff, and I saw Garza using a Thighmaster with his arms, dude, just fucking trying to fucking squeeze him shut, dude. I was like, all right, he's taking this kind of serious, you know what I mean?
How do these fighters, what you call them, fighters, slappers, train? How do you train for that? Power slap. I'll find out. I'll do it.
I mean, same. But also, if we're being completely fucking honest, dude, like, I know it's hard to look at this shit and not laugh, and it is being taken seriously, obviously, by people because these are events that are happening and shit. But like,
oh, a belt. Give me a belt, dude.
Oh, what? This dude's name's Robert Trujillo, dude. What's up, dude? Does he play bass in Metallica?
They get knocked out.
No. I know. Look. I can't. Just the thought of either one of us going down is fucking hilarious, dude. At this point, fuck it. Even if you did knock me out, I'd probably still laugh about it, dude.
Yeah, I'm not the one going down, so. Yeah,
we'll see, dude.
So it's funny to me.
We'll see. It's all funny to me, dude. He said it's all fun and games until it's not.
Hey, the question is, who would go first?
How does that work? Yeah, do they flip a coin? Is it like a... See, that does scare me because that dude Robert's little like you, and he fucked that other big dude up. He knocked him out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's not the size of the fucking dude. It is the technique for sure. And also, you're hitting someone in the fucking face. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've seen people even in like street fights or UFC fights, dude, where if you even hit somebody in the right spot and you hit their button, it's fucking lights out. It didn't matter how hard their jaw is or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a lot of factors in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But, I wouldn't know. Something I would never do. I would never get into a street fight, especially now.
It's not worth it.
Well, one,
it's not worth it.
I do feel protected because everyone on the podcast team here has my back, and you're all scrappers.
We just talked. I'm like, dude, are you the only one that hasn't been in a scrap? And all of us have just fucking been wild boys, dude. Like,
so I will share. So this is another opportunity for me to actually share something about myself. I've never been in a one-on-one fist fight. Never.
It's still so crazy to me.
Like, never been. I've had people get in my face, and I never really been compelled to hit somebody. Like, genuinely, I want to hit you. It happened in high school. Like, someone, this is going to be bleeped out. So, Zach, about to bleep this out. You know, there's like this jock, and we're walking through high school, and I remember this guy had this balloon, and I'm walking to my class, he's walking to his class, and he walks by me and hey, you like that? And he whoops like the fucking balloon in my face, and I was like, the dude was way bigger than me. I'm a freshman.
Oh, fuck.
I'm a freshman, and I even then I don't remember. remember being embarrassed, but never like, I want to hit him. I never like.
Yeah.
And I wonder what that is. I never been. I just never wanted like, to actually hit somebody.
Okay. I have what I think might be like a weird like hot take towards you, and it's not disrespect. Like I don't take it disrespectfully, but also something I have found a lot of times. Big dudes like that, they go looking for it because they just want to fucking like, you know, flex their fucking size and machismo or whatever.
Yeah.
And a lot of the fucking times, you know, they'll do it to someone they know they, you know, in their brain they could probably fuck up because you're smaller than them or whatever. Like I've said it before, dude, like even when I was bouncing at the bar and shit like that, dude, any time I had to deal with somebody smaller than me, I was way more careful with a smaller guy than I was with dudes my size. Because I don't know, dude, there's just something like, I mean, dude, I hear it all the time when we're on the road from other people that are like, dude, what's up with Garza? He's kind of scary. And I'm like, what are you talking about? They're like, yeah, he's kind of fucking like, he's intimidating. And I'm like, how? They're like, I don't know. He just looks like he's pissed all the time. I'm like, he's probably thinking about the next move, about what he's going to do, whether it's, you know, he's busy. He's constantly thinking about the next moves for the band and the podcast and all that shit. And like, so he's deep in thought. He's not scary. But I get it from other people's perspective, and especially if you're quiet, too. If you were being belligerent at the bar or, like, being a fucking weirdo and you were, like, the quiet type, dude, I wouldn't fuck with you at the bar. I'd be like, nah, fuck that, dude. Have someone else walk him out, dude. I'm not even gonna go and talk to him. You know what I mean? So I kind of get that. I kind of get that, too. Quiet people are fucking scary. The guy that gets up and starts barking, oh, what are you going to fucking do about it? I'll chop that guy in the throat 9 times out of 10 all night long. You know what I mean? But the guy that doesn't say anything and gets up and just kind of stares at you across the fucking room, I'm not fucking with that guy, dude. I'm not.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's kind of also why it hasn't happened for you, because maybe subconsciously some people were like, okay, yes, he's a smaller dude, but he might know some shit, or he could be fucking packing heat or something. We're not going to fuck with him, you know? Maybe that's why. I don't know.
No. I just never.
Well, it's also just not your thing. You're just not that guy. You're not a scrapper.
I was trying to think about how many times someone got in my face. It was that guy. Same crew. It was all the same crew. So it was 3 times someone got in my face.
Oh, shit. Okay. And so this was a group of people.
Like, yeah. It was like the bros.
Okay. Yeah. Dude.
Remember, like, I sat by the second time I sat by a bro in class my age. And I have no idea what was said, but I think I said something. And then that was enough to, like, I was approached by him and some other guy. And remember, he farted on me.
Wait, what? Is this why you hate farts, dude?
And he's like, remember, like, he looked at me and, like, let's handle this. And I remember him thinking he was a pussy. But, yeah, I was pussy as well. I'm not fighting. But I was like, what? Over what?
Yeah.
And then it was, like, a span of, like, a few months. And I'll tell you why it stopped. And then another bro punched my friend in the face at PE because he was wearing like fishnets.
Yeah.
And I remember he made up some story justifying him hitting him. Like he claimed that my friend was talking shit to a special needs person, which didn't happen. It didn't happen. So this guy was, he made up a story.
To justify him fucking.
And then he got in my face. He's like, you think I'm afraid? Now looking back, he was probably really afraid.
He's probably really fucking scared.
Yeah, dude. And that was 3 times. And then it all kind of came to head where, you know, there's like a people in high school that are known to fight. Like these are like the fighters.
The fighters, yeah.
Okay. Yep. So one of them, you met David Ingram.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's one of my best friends in high school. He's very tall. Yeah. He ended up joining the army, and he came home safe. A guy I wouldn't fuck with. And he got jumped in the locker room during PE. This coward that's known to be tough, and he waited till David was putting on his pants. And supposedly this guy was so fucking tough, but somewhere deep down he knew, I need to get this guy off guard.
Because if not, he's going to beat the fucking shit out of
him. He's going to get, and that's what happened. David fucking beat the fuck out of him.
He's a scary guy, dude. Like, he is. He's nice, but I mean, like,
and then
that's not a dude I would fuck with.
No. And then after that, I stopped getting punked throughout my whole high school. It was freshman year, that little kind of period where like they were, the bros were talking shit, like the new metal kids. And then
hazing people and shit.
With the hazing, yeah. And then after that, it stopped.
Yeah, damn, dude.
Because I never found myself having to.
Fuck.
And I remember lying to people that saying that I got into fights. Yeah.
for street cred?
Okay. Yeah. Well, you're a young kid. You just talk gibberish.
Yeah, of course. We were all there one time, dude.
You're just talking. And yeah. It's just like, things are just coming out. You're like, why did I say that?
I mean, I was a fucking band nerd. So, like.
You saw a band nerd.
Mm-hmm. You know? And, yeah. Well, I mean, you can imagine how that went. It wasn't awful. I definitely got picked on a lot. Mm-hmm. But funny enough, though, like, from like fifth, sixth grade on up, I always got picked on about my size, about my fucking weight. That was the thing. That was one thing I always got fucking picked on about. It was never like anything, like, surprisingly, even being a fucking band nerd, like, I actually didn't get picked on much about that. It was always just being a fucking fat kid. You know what I mean? And now I was also insanely fucking short till my senior year of high school. Mm-hmm. I was like 5'5", 5'6" till my senior year of high school. Mm-hmm. And then I, you know, had my growth spurt and went through like a late puberty and made it to 6 foot. And so that definitely helped in
late puberty
in the grand scheme of things.
There you go.
Okay. But fucking, yeah. And I didn't start getting in fights until after high school. Like, not that people didn't piss me off in school. I think I just knew in high school that, well, A, I wasn't like a strong dude. I was a fucking short fat kid. I'm like, dude, some of these dudes would beat the fucking brakes off me. You know what I mean? So I didn't go looking for it. If anyone, you know, I was always like pretty passive aggressive about shit. I would just kind of be like, oh, fuck it, whatever. You know what I mean? And then after that, like, I'll admit it. I had that growth spurt and made it to fucking 6 foot and like started like filling out and shit and getting fucking big. And at that point, you're like in your, you know, you're like fucking 19, 20. Testosterone is just going fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. You kind of like, you start looking at shit differently. And like, mm-hmm. Now I never went and started fights. Never did that shit. I'm not an aggressive person in that manner. Like, mm-hmm. I definitely got in scraps if someone else started a scrap or somebody was fucking like jumping one of our friends or something like that. Mm-hmm. I would definitely hop in and fucking do damage control.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I never went looking for it. And I still don't go looking for it. I mean, that's a lie. I went looking for it once or twice and I found it. And that's how I ended up with the fucking.
It's funny you tell stories. I'm like, but what about this one? Okay. So Ernie has. Okay. So there's two parts to the story. And I'll say the second part when you're done. So you're a loud eater and it's fucking annoying. So you have a reason for that. So. Yeah. So let people learn from your lessons. speaking of fighting.
Yeah. This was in my very early 20s. I went to I decided to venture out and go to a backyard party that was.
By yourself.
By myself, which was probably mistake number one.
So stupid.
Very stupid. I went to a place of people I didn't know. There was supposed to be somebody there that I did know that didn't show up, which, you know, whatever. Fuck it. I was already there. Was drinking, you know, having a grand old fucking time. I happened upon a lovely lady and started, you know, having a nice conversation with said lovely lady. Now, in my defense, where this story is going, it takes two to tango. Mm-hmm. But at any rate, yeah, you know, I was hollering at this girl. We were having a nice conversation, and unbeknownst to me, her boyfriend that she mentioned zero times walks up behind me and taps me on the back of the shoulder. And me, this story is also why I don't drink whiskey anymore. You know, this guy taps me on the shoulder. I turn around. And I'm just kind of looking at him like, what's up? And he goes, can I help you? And I looked at him and said, I don't know. Can you? And you can kind of tell where it went from there, dude. Yeah. He wasn't real fucking stoked about the response I gave him. And threw a fucking wild haymaker at me. He kind of grazed the side of my ear. And so we started fucking, you know, we were scrapping right in the middle of the fucking backyard. And, you know, he was throwing wild haymakers. He threw a left punch at me. I ducked it, grabbed him by his fucking t-shirt collar, and I headbutted him. I headbutted him so fucking hard that when I came down, I felt his nose like splat on my fucking forehead. And I immediately felt like the wet of the blood come out. And I was like, oh shit. Like, I backed up. There was blood and he was leaking. And the rest is history. His friends fucking jumped in and beat my the fucking God. Brakes off me, dude. I got knocked on the ground.
When French jump in,
it's game over, bro. I was outnumbered like fucking 7-1 with no one there that I knew. So I get knocked on the fucking ground, you know. And like I said, I'm a big dude, so it's like, you know, I was trying to like, you know, not do the fetal position thing, but it's like when you're getting fucking punched and kicked, you're putting your fucking hands up. I caught a quick moment to be like, fuck it, I need to push myself off the ground. I put my fucking hands down, and when I put my hands down to like push myself off the ground, I looked to my left, and the last thing I saw was just a fucking Doc Martin, dude, and it just fucking went boop right to the side of my fucking jaw, right here, knocked me out unconscious for, I mean, what felt like an eternity, but it was probably like, you know, 20, 30 seconds or something like that. I came to and got up, and immediately, like, you know, they gave me a second to stand up because I think they realized that when they knocked me out, they kind of got scared. They were like, oh shit, like, stop hitting him. You know what I mean? Like, what if we fucking killed him or something type of deal? Because I've seen other backyard fights go down where they're kicking dudes after they're fucking passed out, still fucking hitting people Cowards. In the face. It's fucked up, you know what I mean? Cowards. But so I got up and, you know, super fucking dazed. I kind of just like, my first instinct was to like put myself in a, you know, in a brace position to start throwing fucking blows again. And I went to open my mouth. And when I went to open my mouth and talk, I couldn't talk. And I realized that my fucking jaw was not in the right place. Like I bit down and like my mouth went sideways and I was like, oh shit. So instead of like being like, all right, I'm going to just keep fucking swinging, I graciously bowed out of the fucking fight in the party. I got in my car very panicked. And unfortunately, because the adrenaline was kicking, I wasn't in pain. But I looked in the mirror and realized I was like, fuck, my shit's fucked up. I can't go to the hospital like this. You know what I mean? Like, I got no insurance. They're going to ask me what happened. You know, as a young man, I was just like, I'm just not going to do that shit. So I drove home, dude, parked in the driveway of the fucking house, and I literally popped my jaw back into place by myself. And I felt every ounce of that. It was the fucking worst thing ever. But it healed on its own. I never went to the doctor, but it did leave this really loud permanent click that, and if I have to chewing food, anything harder than like, I mean, even like certain sandwiches, if it's like a thick piece of bread or something like that, and I have to open my mouth kind of wide, it clicked. And here, in fact, you could probably, let me see if the mic will pick it up. Yeah. So it does that now permanently. Doesn't hurt, doesn't cause me any discomfort, doesn't fucking come out of place, or anything like that. It just has that click in it. But I didn't really notice it for years until a girlfriend pointed it out to me. A girlfriend was like we were at dinner and she made a fucking face. And I'm just like what? And she's just like, that's really annoying. And I thought, I'm like, what the fuck?
I was
what?
Wondering if like a Dude, woman if like a woman told you.
Oh, you know exactly who pointed it out okay. to me. And I was just like what? And she was just like, that click.
Whenever I need music gear, I always go to Sweetwater.com. If it's mics, headphones, or studio and recording gear, Sweetwater has you covered. Next time you need any music gear, support the podcast by using the link in the description and comment section below.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And it all just came rushing back. I was like, oh, shit. Like, can you hear that? She goes, yeah, it's loud as hell. And I was like, oh, fuck. Did I been chewing like that for 15 fucking years or something like that, not knowing mm-hmm. that the click is that loud or that you could hear it? I just always thought, I'm like, oh, I can hear it because it's in my head. It's attached to my, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but apparently everyone else could hear it too. And I was just like, fuck, dude. So now I'm like over self-conscious now when we go out to eat or something or I'm eating around people. I try to like chew without opening my like my jaw so wide, because if I don't open my mouth wide, it doesn't click all the time. But now I'm like so self-aware about it and so self-conscious about it that when we go eat somewhere, I'm just like, fuck, or I'll try to chew on this side or like you know, order a fucking salad and soup so I don't got to chew super tough. Like, so it's helping me in two ways, you know, less calories, less shit to eat, and I don't got to chew super loud and hard. Like,
okay, so you
but
want,
yes, moral of the story is,
you want to hear the real side of the story? Okay. So obviously that happened. So obviously there's a clicking noise. There's other noises involved with eating, and it's because you have an unhealthy relationship with food, and the way you eat food is fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
So you can't blame it all on the fire. I understand, but there's also the other factor when you eat is like this guy is. I thought I had a problem. this is another level of eating. But you are doing better, you know. I think the clicking is it's about 30%. There's the other 70% of
Changes you have to make and all that shit too.
Of you being a fucking pig, dude.
Yeah. Not anymore, dude. Not anymore.
When was the last fight?
What, like the last fight I got into? Mm-hmm. Oh shit. Coming out of COVID at the bar?
Oh yeah. I forgot. I knew it was recent that I was forgetting.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, like work related, but still, I mean, know, your goal is not to get into a fucking scrap, obviously, at work. You wanna eliminate that happening. But you know, the volatile nature of things. COVID was a weird time for everybody. People were definitely a lot rowdier, riled up, and angry being stuck inside for fucking 2 years would probably do that to you.
Totally.
So the kind of people you encountered as a fucking bar back and a security guard, like trying to fucking navigate how someone's going to respond to getting kicked out of a bar, especially when it's like, I mean, you really like saw the effects mentally that being stuck inside and having your regular life taken away from you during COVID, how it affected people, especially ones that were drinking. Like they were like extra volatile, extra fucking cranky. Like people that like were bar regulars that were like suddenly fucking assholes. And you're just like, damn, really? Bro, like I kind of like you and I don't want to do this, but if you keep it up, I'm going to fucking beat the shit out of you. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You know what I mean? People that normally would never test you are like, what are you going to do about it? Fucking big man. And I'm like, I mean, I'm being pretty nice about it still. Like, I'm asking you nicely to please get up and fucking leave.
A lot of people are antsy. Still.
Very. Antsy. There's still remnants of it. Yeah. Totally. But yeah, that's the last time anything like that happened. Yeah. I'm a fucking peaceful guy, dude. I don't like that shit. I don't like fighting. You know what I mean? And I don't think I'm particularly good at it either. But if I have to, I will. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
It's cool. My our whole team is a bunch of scrappers. It's sick.
Except for Garza, dude. He's got nothing but a fucking security detail around him, dude.
It feels like it now. Like, damn.
Dude, everyone. If anybody ever stepped to Garza, it'd be fucking game over so fast. Somebody would just throw a fucking wild haymaker from behind homie's head and just knock him out.
Chris, the camera guy, fucking scrapper. Zach the kid, Jay, they're all like you're all scrappers. Yeah. It's sick.
But you notice we're all incredibly nice people too, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? I don't think that's any of our like personalities are like top of the agenda to be like, fuck yeah. You know what I mean? Like it's just something that, you know, came along with it and it's there if you need to. But like I don't know. I also don't like the feeling of you ever like, oh well yeah, you've never been in a fight.
No. Dude, obviously we were talking about this past 20 minutes, right?
No, I know.
Okay.
The feeling you get after getting in a fight with someone or like an altercation is really gross. I don't like the way I feel afterwards, like because your adrenaline's pumping, but now there's nothing happening. It's not a good feeling. I don't like it. I get emotional after a fight, like after fucking scrapping with somebody. It's weird. It's a really weird response. Like, you know what I mean? I don't even know if that makes fucking sense, but I think it is because like your fucking blood's flowing, your adrenaline's fucking, you know what I mean? And you're kind of feeling everything on like this heightened sense of like, I don't know. It's a really like confusing to like try to fucking describe, but
I wonder if I go back and forth, man. I wish I got into just one fucking.
But well, look, in a few short weeks, you're gonna know what it's like, dude. You're gonna know what it's like to get the shit slapped out of you.
And it goes and circles back around. Why? Yeah, I mean, that's why I got into Muay Thai. I guess I just wanted to make up for lost time. It's not a good feeling not knowing anything. It's not a good feeling. So I recommend anyone getting into some kind of martial art.
Yeah.
You know?
And actually, I did want to say that earlier when we first started the conversation, like, to your credit, and I know most people, again, probably wouldn't guess it by looking at you, like, just at first glance. Mm-hmm. You are fucking strong, dude. Like, you were like really, like, all, like, jokes aside, like, just all due respect, like, Garza's actually fucking strong, dude. Like,
thank God the gym does something.
That's what even at that. I mean, and yeah, you did train, mm-hmm. you did the UFC stuff, the Muay Thai and all that shit. Like, you're strong, dude. Like, I wouldn't arm wrestle you. You would for sure probably snap my shit back. Like, I'm sure of it. That's the only reason I'm a little scared of him slapping me, dude, is I know Garza's pretty fucking strong.
I got strong bones.
You know what I mean? Yeah, dense, dude. I got a lot of density from what I hear.
There's a lot of things about me that are dense.
Fucking relax,
and
dude.
Big and long. That's why I play guitar so good. I'm talking about my fingers, dude. What do you think I'm talking about?
He was talking about his nipples, dude.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry. You also fucking fed me that one real quick, too.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, thank God for Muay Thai. I took it for a couple years. I was 26 or 28. You know, it's nice to know. I wish I could throw an elbow right here. This fucking, some fucking drunk idiot.
That shit's like, I feel like when you do that also, though, it's like playing certain songs you've been playing for years. I know, like, I bet it's muscle memory. I bet if you came down to it and you got put in a position where you had to fucking, you know, fight or flight, I bet you would throw a fucking nasty roundhouse or an elbow, dude, and just fucking clean somebody's clock for sure, dude.
I would cover my face and throw the most lethal elbow.
But at least he knows. He's got a game plan, you know what I mean?
I would cover my face and throw an elbow. Boom. That's exactly what I'd probably do.
See, what? Do that again. Look at his fucking elbow muscle, bro. Garza's buff, dude.
Feels like a fucking donut, dude. It's just fucking stuck
like
in there.
A fucking donut.
It's just fucking, what's...
Oh, my what's God, dude.
I don't consider myself. I do everything because I'm the opposite. Like, I read books and I feel like an idiot. I go to the gym because I feel like I'm weak. You know, it's just I do the opposite. You know.
I'm okay. Maybe because of the way you're wording it, it seems that way. But I think that's why anybody. Well, okay, yeah, you're right. I guess you're right. Not everybody does it for those reasons, but I feel mm-hmm. like those are. I don't like the way you'd word them, but sure, mm-hmm. like, I kind of feel the same way about certain things, too. It's like, yeah, I'm going to the fucking gym and eating fucking less because I'm fat and I want to lose fucking weight and look better, you know what I mean? Yeah. But I don't know. You're like, oh, I read because I'm fucking dumb. It's like, I don't think that's a thing. Like, dude, I read a mm-hmm. lot, too, and I don't think it's because I'm dumb. I read because...
Oh, it's also because, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm curious, and I like mm-hmm. to just, you know, expand my fucking already massive dome.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, well, you know, like the saying where like, what is it? Like, accept that you're weak or what's the saying? Accept that you're weak or admit that you're weak or say that you're weak. You know that saying?
Yeah.
I think it's the dumbest fucking thing on the planet.
I think it is too.
It's just it makes sense if you do something about it. If you just say it, okay, I'm not gonna go to a fucking gym, but I'm not gonna say that.
That's just throwing your hands up and admitting fucking defeat and being like, yeah, fuck it, whatever, I'm not gonna do anything about it. That's different, for sure.
The most important part is literally the part after it. Okay,
yeah, where you do something about it.
Okay, I'm weak. Okay, I'm mentally weak, so I'm gonna fucking read or I'm gonna get blood flow to my fucking brain and go to gym or something. Like, you can't just say I'm weak. And stop.
And then just lie down, dude. Like, that is showing that you're just like, okay, cool, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm content with just, well, fucking lying down and dying here. And it's like,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, it kind of sucks. That's an unfortunate reality for some people that just don't want any better for themselves. Mm-hmm. And I think at a certain point in everyone's life, we've maybe all experienced that to some degree, mm-hmm. some sort of like, complacency or, you know, being fucking just okay, like with where you're at in life. Not that you shouldn't be okay with where you are in life and stuff, but if you're at a point in your life where you know there's massive room for improvement and you can, you know, move forward and upward and do greater things, like mm-hmm. you should absolutely take the fucking advantage of the fact that you're able to.
Mm-hmm.
Because then there's, you know, there really is always like the other side of the fucking coin, dude. Like, think about the people that don't have the opportunities to do that, that are, you know, physically impaired, mentally impaired, mm-hmm. or, you know, something where it's like, dude, those people, they'll never get the chance in life to
totally
to do that. And that, and that's something fucking crazy. And again, something that, you know, I've learned over the last 2 months and all that stuff too. It's like, dude, if you are able-bodied, man, and you have the opportunities available to you, there's no fucking reason you shouldn't be doing them. Like, especially if it's something that's going to fucking improve your quality of life and improve who you are as a fucking person, really make changes for the better and all that shit, dude. And all you have to do is physically get up and go do the work. Mm-hmm. There's no reason you shouldn't. Really. Like, you know what I mean? It's pretty wild. And yeah, thinking about the other side of the coin with people that would never be able to do that or that didn't get the chance to do it or whatever have you. It's like, damn, you know what I mean? Fuck, like.
Yeah, that happens often. Like, you'll have, like a bad day. I'm like, shit, like shit's going wrong. And like, you're fucking pissed. And then I'll go to like the mall. Then I'll see someone in like a wheelchair. I'm like, dude, you're a fucking selfish piece of shit.
That, and like, I've muttered that shit to myself in the exact same
scenario. Like, you're a stupid, like, you shut the fuck up.
You have no excuse. Yeah. You have no fucking excuse.
Sometimes you gotta tell your brain to shut the fuck up, dude. Yeah. Like, stop being selfish. Because we're human. Humans are narcissistic and selfish beings, dude. You gotta like kind of stop your brain from just
doing that. I'm saying. Everyone has the ability to do that and have those tendencies. And it is. And it's times like that, dude, where you're just like, fuck, man. Like, I'm sitting down on my able-bodied two legs and hands and working fucking brain and everything, complaining about shit. And there's people mm-hmm. in fucking wheelchairs missing limbs or born with, you know, stuff that prevents them from ever living a full fucking life the way we do. And it's like, damn, and we're complaining?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes that happens and that does it for you. And I've had that conversation with other people around me too, where I'm just like, dude, what are you fucking complaining about? Mm-hmm. You have every opportunity available to you to do so much fucking better. And yet you're choosing to do the fucking, not even the bare minimum. You're giving up before you've even achieved bare minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's hard to handle pressure, dude. Pressure.
For sure.
You gotta be a certain kind of person. I mean, to handle pressure. I mean, the pressure is immense. I remember, like, right before, like the Lionheart tour in February, I did actually mentally quit. I mean, you know what, dude? I'm doing a few more podcasts, and I'm done.
I remember.
Yeah.
We were in Oberhausen when we talked about it. I remember the fucking conversation. I was like, oh, shit. Like, I got worried for a second. I was like, all right. You know what? I told myself after we had that conversation, I was, like, sitting at catering, and Ed walked by
mm-hmm.
and like saw us having the conversation. I guess he knew we were having like a serious talk because mm-hmm. after you walked away, he was like, "What's going on with Garza? Everything all right?" And I was like, "It's all good. He's chilling. Mm-hmm. He's having a day, but he's fine." And he was like, "Everything okay?" I'm like, "Yeah, everything's fine." And I was just like, I mentally told myself, I was like, "He's going through it today, and he was probably going through it yesterday, and it's like it's compounding. I can see it, mm-hmm. but I know as soon as we get back home, it's back to fucking business, and we'll be fucking fine." And here mm-hmm. we are.
Yeah.
And I mean, dude, yeah, there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of pressure in everyone's fucking lives.
Totally.
Especially it's like, totally, you know, if you're doing a lot of things, you're wearing many hats. I mean, hell, dude. Yeah. Like, it is, again, an unfortunate byproduct of, you know, my last couple months and things that have happened. But I realized, yeah, it's like, dude, there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot going on. There's so much that needs taking care of and needing attention and detail to and all mm-hmm. that stuff. It's like, dude, you know, I'm over here, I'm doing pods with you now, with the band, mm-hmm. doing fucking shows, working on a fucking record, working a full-time fucking job, you know, trying to maintain mm-hmm. relationships and friendships and not let them fall to the fucking wayside or let mm-hmm. them fucking go bad, you know? And unfortunately, yeah, sometimes it's like, dude, you're not a fucking superhero, man. Sometimes mm-hmm. you have to fucking accept defeat and be like, fuck it. And as much as it sucks, it's going to happen sometimes. And you have to fucking realize that you really have to stop and like prioritize what's important to you and like slow down and take a fucking breath for a second, because sometimes you can miss shit and it can fucking it can fuck your whole day up, dude. But yeah, like that being said, I'm still very grateful that I have these opportunities in front of me, even if it fucking is a massive workload.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I could have zero opportunity and be doing nothing and be fucking homeless and broke and fucking not have any kind of thing to look forward to or to do, you know what I mean? So, and I've said it before, dude, like I gladly welcome the fucking, the chaos and the workload that comes with it and everything else that comes along fucking with it. Dude, if I didn't think any of this shit was worth it, I wouldn't fucking do it.
Totally.
You know what I mean? I would have threw the fucking towel in.
I know, yeah.
Years ago, bro. And you guys have been doing it so much longer than me at a higher level, but I had also been grinding crazy for the same amount of time and all that shit and not getting any of the results I wanted as fast as I wanted them. And I still made it. I'm still here. You know what I mean? And I know that I could have just been like, all right, fuck this. I'm going to go get a fucking big boy job in a suit and fucking tie and call it a day. You know what I mean? But I'm fucking glad I didn't. I'm glad I didn't. I'm glad I fucking stuck it through. And it's cool because now that we're a little older, you also kind of realize you can reprioritize things and figure out how to make both of those things work for you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And have multiple fucking things to do just besides the band. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And if you're good with your time management and organizational skills, you realize that it's like, okay, you kind of don't have to like, I don't want to say choose one or the other, mm-hmm. but if you spread your time out right and you know what you're doing, you can make it fucking work.
Totally.
And that's what I'm doing right now, dude. And I'm like, I'm sure people on the outside are probably like, fuck, dude, this guy just doesn't ever fucking sleep. I work a full-time fucking job, then come do the podcast, then write music, yeah. then, you know, go to the gym and do all this shit. But it's like, dude, I used to think that was, like, out of the realm of possibility. The thought of even, like, even before doing the band, when I was just working a regular job and, like, thinking about fucking going to the gym twice a week to try and lose fucking weight was, like, daunting. That's what it was, just me being fucking lazy. You know what I mean? And yeah. once I realized, I'm like, nope, it's just a matter of getting up and going and doing it. And once you're actually there and physically in the act of doing it, you're like, oh, okay, we're good. We're fine. You know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. yeah. I'm very blessed to have all the opportunities and to still have an able body to physically get up man. And go do shit. To come over here and sit down and talk shit to you from across the fucking table so that yeah, it goes cool. up on the internet and people can fucking laugh at it or whatever. You know what I
this
mean?
Is going like, on, this is going on the internet.
Yeah, exactly. For everyone to see. You know what I mean?
It almost didn't. It almost didn't go on the internet. It's crazy.
But it is.
It is, man.
But it is. And like I said yesterday, I was telling you, you went off the air or whatever, like I had that person message me and be like, hey, thank you so much for that episode that just went up. Like, mm-hmm. it's really cool to see you be a vulnerable person and be that open and shit like that. And I'm like, yeah, of course. You know what I mean? You kind of also don't think there in the moment how your conversation with someone can affect someone else. Mm-hmm. You know, a stranger on the internet who saw this and was like, oh, shit, you know what? Hey, I'm going through something similar. Now I don't feel so alone. Mm-hmm. You know, or they look at people like us in a certain light because like, oh, these guys are fucking larger than life or, you know, on top of the fucking world. And it's like, no, dude, we have the same problems as we have the same set of problems as anyone else mm-hmm. going through it in life. We're just regular fucking people dealing with life, throwing curveballs at you. And a lot of us deal with it the same way, you know, suffer in silence, try to stuff it down and go about your fucking day. So like hearing someone that I've never met in my life reach out and be like, hey, thank you for that is like, it's kind of an honor. I'm like, yeah, like, thank you for even fucking, you know, getting this far into the episode to even mm-hmm. catch what we were putting down and shit like that. Like, that's very sick. Cool to me. And I, you know, yeah, I sent them a nice message back and I was like, yeah, dude, you know, hey, of course, anytime, you know, like, there's plenty more to come, dude. Like, you know, it's cool. I like that.
Well, there's more coming. That's my personal goal is to make you cry.
That last episode was, I mean, I had to pause a couple seconds a couple times because I was like, I could feel the lump in my throat. I'm like,
give me like three more solo episodes with you, and that's it. Unfortunately, probably won't be here for a while. May's looking pretty good as far as people in town.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's looking to be fucking crazy.
It'll give me some time to get it together even better, dude, so that you can't break me. I'm just kidding.
No, I will.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, I will. Totally.
Oh, no. I mean, listen, dude. full fucking disclosure, I have no problem admitting it, dude. I have probably fucking broken down and cried more times in the last 2 months than I have in my entire fucking life, dude. And that's that's not even an exaggeration, dude. Like,
yeah,
It's brutal. But honestly, it's also very, like, I said it last night. It's like cathartic, dude. Just fucking getting it out, man. Like truly releasing that shit out of your fucking your body and your heart and your mind and just getting it out and being like, fuck, dude, I don't want it anymore. It needs to go.
And nothing like a good cry.
Yeah, that shit'll definitely change up your fucking day. Even when you're not looking for, even when you weren't looking for it and it just happens, you're like, fuck. You know what I mean? Like,
it's true.
But sometimes it does. It needs to happen. And honestly, I think, again, a lot of what has been relayed to me and taught to me in therapy sessions, it's like a lot of the times that feeling and then like having the fucking like the crazy emotional fucking cry after the fact is your body letting it go, dude. It's its way of releasing it out, dude. Mm-hmm. It has to get out somehow. And a lot of the times that's how it shows itself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's as funny and not funny as this is going to sound to some fucking people, dude. My therapist was like, that is one of the healthiest ways of dealing with it. She goes, because, you know, there's the alternative. There are people that do exactly the things you do. Don't cry about it. Stuff it down for years and years and years. Then they go out and get a gun and shoot up a fucking school. Or, you know what I mean? Deal with it that way.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And that's fucking scary, dude. That's so scary to think about that there are people that have a set of the same issues that would fucking choose to be like, I'm going to go harm other people.
Crazy.
Which is terrifying. And I know that in my heart, I obviously wouldn't never do something like that because I mean, even like I said, at my lowest of low, you know, with this, you know, this fucking form of rock bottom that I fucking hit recently, that was never a thought in my mind. But it's just like, you know, feeling that feeling so strongly, yeah, can lead people to doing really fucking off the wall, crazy shit. And for me, it was just, you know, getting a lot of tears out, a lot of screaming into pillows, a lot of fucking, a lot of long showers, a lot of long walks, you know what I mean? But that all that shit is so much fucking healthier than like picking up a gun and mowing fucking somebody down because of issues that you didn't fucking work on or get resolved when you have the opportunities available to you to do them. You know what I mean? I'm not afraid to admit that shit, dude. I've been a fucking crybaby the last 2 months.
Good.
But I mean, look, I know you'll vouch for me, dude. This is probably the fucking, like, the most mentally clear and, like, actually, as a human being, happy that I've been in a fucking while, like, with myself. You know what I mean? Because you can, it's like, and you can't truly be happy with other people in your fucking life if you're not happy with yourself. You know what I mean? You're faking it or you're not being 100% true the way you should be. You know what I mean? And so... Yeah.
I think for the first time yesterday, I saw you listening.
Hard.
I was like, oh, yeah, he's not fucking blabbermouthing. He's fucking actually listening to someone else talk. Oh, wow.
I think I maybe spoke like 3-4 times the entire 3 hours. I was like,
yeah, that's cool.
You know? And it was cool. It was cool to just fucking sit there and like listen to him fucking talk and, you know, and I mean, also, it was also very incredibly cool for me, too. And like I said, I know he's not much older than us by a lot. But it's kind of cool, like, hanging with somebody like that and, like, listening to them talk about stuff. And also kind of hearing him open up about, like, how he's an emotional person and shit like that, too. It also kind of gives you that, like, that reassurance that it's like, oh, you're not alone. You're not the only person that's like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it is very normal to be vulnerable and be open and all that stuff, too. So it's like, yeah, I really was stoked to just be like, damn. And just sit and listen, you know what I mean? And just chime in, fucking here or there.
It's good.
That was tight.
That's good,
God,
man.
God, Dan Kenny talked more than I did, dude.
Pretty sick, dude. It's good.
Yeah.
That's when you learn, man. We just fucking listen and then maybe throw out a question here and there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I was very happy to just be a fucking facilitator, man, and just sit back and like listen to what's going on and listen to everyone else in the room and shit like that, you know?
I was proud of all you guys.
Yesterday was cool, dude.
It's like, man, everyone's just, they're out asking questions, they're all engaged, you know, it's fucking, damn.
Yeah, it was very dope.
It's badass.
Yeah, I had a good time.
So yeah, I guess, this comes out Monday, so the suicide pod is already out, so we're talking about Brandon Schiappetti.
Yeah, I just wasn't sure if I could say anything.
Yeah, it's fine. So that's already out. So fucking check that shit out, dude.
Oh, that's right. That'll be out before this. Okay, that's what I was like, wait a minute, hold on a second.
It's literally coming out in 2 days from now.
Yeah.
So what'd you do this past weekend?
I went to fucking Sick New World, dude.
Sick.
Went to Sick New World and I worked. I worked the first part of the festival. I worked Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to just before 5. I got off at like 4:45 and started to slow down a little bit.
Nice.
Popped off my work hat and shirt and put on my fucking regular street clothes and then slipped into the function, dude, and just walked around, saw a bunch of fucking awesome bands, and got to see Slipknot.
Hell yeah.
Slipknot officially with your boy Eloy Casagrande, because they just tagged him in the fucking first official post. Very badass. I mean, we all knew, but you know.
We talked about it last week. Yeah, we all, yeah. It's like, it's
yeah,
obvious.
We all fucking knew. Everyone. But super sick. That super fucking sick. Fucking like,
sick, dude.
You know, I don't give a shit what anybody fucking says, dude. As a guy that fucking definitely formative years were listening to Joey and Slipknot and definitely influenced the hell out of my drumming, like, obviously, you know, we'll never have Joey back or another Joey. But as far as like a drummer, really, I guess doing him justice while still keeping it their own style and mm-hmm. being like really like just consistent and shit like that. And again, it does bum me out that a lot of people are bad mouthing Jay, because I'm like, dude, Jay's an incredible drummer too. And I mean, fuck, if he sucked, I don't think he'd have been in the band 10 fucking years. You know what I mean? That doesn't mm-hmm. happen.
Mm-hmm.
But also completely different drummers.
Mm-hmm.
Completely different drummers. And from, I guess, from like another drummer's standpoint and like musician standpoint, watching Eloy rip with them and like play like classic songs, it hits crazy. Different, dude. It was insane. And you can tell as watching the entire band play as a unit that everyone else is also in a fucking way different headspace. Like,
they look like a unit.
They look like a unit.
That's cool.
And they sound great. They look great. They really look like they're fucking like having a blast on stage again, dude. Like, it was all gas, no breaks, dude. For their set, I was just like, fuck.
It was, everything sounded incredible.
Yeah, insane.
Even Corey was like, what the fuck? Where'd that come from?
It was sick. He sounds crazy good. Like, just wait another couple weeks till they start fucking doing more shows and you start seeing the comments. They're going to be like, oh, Corey's on fucking Backtracks, dude. Those are fucking Backtrack fucking. Well, there'll be some fucking dickhead that will. You know there will. It has to be. Yeah. I mean, they're already doing the fucking whole Eloy on a click track debate thing, dude. And it's like, he's not on a fucking click, dude. Like, can confirm, me and your boy Mike Terry hung out with Sankus, and he was giving us the fucking lowdown. They're raw dogging it. They're just that sick, and Eloy's that competent and crazy of a drummer.
Last week, he's literally one of the best drummers on this fucking rock, dude.
He's goated.
I mean, he can't.
He's goated.
Some people just can't be fucked with.
No. And like I said, when you get to a level like that, you're going to have a lot of fucking haters. You know what I mean? And especially in a band like Slipknot, which is like so fucking polarizing right now, because people are like, these guys are just going to fucking fire him in a few years. And it's just like, dude, that shit always bums me out, because it's like, bro, bands change lineups all the fucking time. It's a tale as old as time. Like,
if you're not Seven Dust, dude, it's
yeah.
Things fucking happen, dude. Seven Dust is literally like a freak fucking band.
Yeah.
They have all the OGs. It's a freak. You're talking about when you get older, people fucking die or people just grow up.
Yeah.
It is so.
This band has experienced it. Slipknot has fucking experienced it. But when you're a fucking band with fans like that, it's almost inevitable. There's going to be some fucking person that's just going to be like, well, this sucks. My favorite person in the band is gone, so this band should change its fucking name. And it's like, what about the other 3,700 bands that have all changed fucking original members that still kept the same name? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's hilarious to me. Like, dude, is there a fucking deathcore band that has an OG lineup still? I'm even just out the gate, gun to a head, I'm going to say no. I don't think there is. I really don't think there is. And there are people that'll just sit around and talk shit and be like, oh, you know, and it's like a band like Slipknot. There's 9 fucking people in that fucking band, dude. You know how hard that has to be to keep 9 people together, let alone with that kind of pressure and career? Like,
impossible.
Yeah. Sounds like a fucking nightmare is what it sounds like.
Well, it's just bizarre. People that aren't in bands talk about people that are in bands.
And it's always those people.
Dude, like the the dynamic is so difficult that even, dude, I own the band, and even I barely know what the fuck's going on, dude. It's so hard to navigate other personalities, dude, and to do it in like a healthy way, dude. It's almost impossible.
I straight up tell everyone that has that kind of opinion, I'm like, hey, until you've been in a long-term relationship with five or six other fucking people, you have zero say in any of this.
It is.
Because that is what it is. That is what it is. You're in a fucking marriage, in a relationship with five other dudes, six other dudes, and you're navigating six other people's personalities and quirks and, you know, ups and downs every day. And when you live with somebody every day on tour for months on end, weeks on end, whatever have you, the first thing you start doing as a human being is you start nitpicking shit. You start almost immediately realizing how to press somebody's fucking buttons, what makes them tick. It really is like being in a fucking relationship, you know? You got your girl at home who's like, she knows how to poke your fucking buttons if she wants to get her eyes out of you. It's the same thing. And now imagine that shit with nine fucking people, dude, in a band this massive.
It's impossible.
The fact that they even fucking are still a band and have made it this fucking long and are still doing what they're doing at the level they're fucking doing is pretty impressive.
Very impressive.
Because I'm certain that band has probably gotten close to the brink of breaking up hundreds of fucking
every
times.
Every band has.
Every band has. So it's just like, yeah, when I hear people that have just zero fucking idea about what it takes and what it entails, I laugh. I'm like, all right, dude, you've never done this. You wouldn't fucking know. But of course they're going to have the loudest opinion on the internet or in person.
Ernie definitely reads the comments like a fucking idiot.
I do. It's stupid. It's entertaining, dude.
Good luck. Good luck, man.
I also just don't let it affect me. I read it for entertainment purposes and laugh at some of the shit people say. I'm just like, this is what you did with your day?
No, you know, you read it for a little bit of ego, too.
You could have went outside and touched grass.
Do people like me? Nope.
Dude, I don't
care. I barely like you.
Exactly. I don't care anymore, dude.
I don't fucking care anymore, dude. Deal with you, dude.
Listen, I'm here whether those people want me to or not. I don't give a fuck. I'm not going anywhere, dude. Unless Garza fires me, dude, like...
I mean, there. Obviously, I mean, we always like talk shit. Okay, like the comments are like just fucking stupid. But you know, there is a lot of positive out there. But remember, like being like a kid, like there. I thought it was like a. People talk about it amongst like bands and fans. Oh, it's like a big joke. It's all like, no one's serious. I'm like, okay, if, you know, when SS like came up and like it's so bizarre. You're just playing an instrument, and you look up and there's opinions. Like you don't really do it for that. So I thought this was a big joke, like all like the websites, which I won't name. I don't want to give them any credit.
I'm aware.
I thought like at the comment section and that community, I thought this was a big, that was like a big like joke. So okay, cool. I mean, it's just not serious. But then when shit gets real, I was like, oh, this isn't a joke.
No, these people are serious.
Like once like obviously you guys all, everyone knows what I'm talking about. When something tragic happens and then the comments are still there. I was like, oh, this isn't what people said it was. It's not trolling. It's not funny.
These are shitty people that exist for the sole purpose of being shitty people.
Say that, I'm done reading even like the positive. It's just, unfortunately, the only way to make it work is just to step away.
You remove yourself from it and just press forward. Like, you know what I mean? Because no matter what you do, positive or negative or mindful or whatever, there's always going to be somebody negative saying something fucking disrespectful or shitty. Because that's just, you know, that's just how some fucking people are, dude. And it does make me feel bad. Those are probably some of the most miserable fucking people on the planet, dude. And it's like, even those people, I don't wish them ill will anymore. I'm just like, hey, dude, get some fucking help, man. I hope one day that you're happy. Like, genuinely fucking happy, man, and that those people can fucking get up out of their basement or wherever they're dwelling and look at themselves in the fucking mirror and be like, man, I need to make a change. I should quit being a shitty person. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's the same.
Yeah, you probably do that, too.
He's a motherfucker, I swear to God.
I'm just kidding.
I know you are. I know you are. But, yeah, like, but also same thing. I probably wouldn't have said what I just said 6-7 months ago. Like, I'm like, fuck those people, dude. You know what I mean? But it's just like, you get to a point in your fucking life where you kind of start coming full circle and understanding that there are some people that'll truly never change their ways. That'll just be that way the rest of their fucking lives, and they're okay with fucking dying that way.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad as fuck, dude. Like,
yeah.
But an unfortunate reality. And I knew I didn't want to be one of those fucking people. You know what I mean?
Is this Rogan talking about comments? Yeah. What is Rogan?
It's a good weapon, and if you choose targets, you can take targets out. You can go after them, and so it becomes a hobby. People have this ability to complain about things now, and then people pile on. It's a new thing, and they realize it's very useful. It's a good weapon, and if you choose targets, you can take targets out. You can go after them, and so it becomes a hobby. Like if you know, if you see a window and you got a rock, you feel like throwing that rock. And so a lot of times these targets aren't justified, but you can.
I'm gonna throw a rock at you.
It's
good idea. I'm gonna set a burner account and just talk shit on every like drum video you do. Have you seen?
Oh my god, please, dude. And I'll pin the comment at the top of all the posts, dude. So it's all fucking shit talking posts.
Yeah, it's tough, dude.
The GOAT, dude. It's Chappelle.
He's the GOAT. It's so it's also timed, dude. I mean shit, I'm married to four guys and I have my lady and family. My mom and dad are getting older, and just even like a time factor, I can't even allow it. Even if I had a side of me that wanted to dive into it, I'll pop in every once in a while for fuel, just to remind myself every fucking day. Especially when you own, I guess it's just weird to say, but I own a business. Yeah. I own two businesses. It's really strange to say I own the band. And I could tell you from experience. Everybody is trying to take away what you built every fucking day.
Yeah.
People are trying to take this band away. People are trying to take this band away from me. You name it. Managers, bands, anyone in the industry. Maybe people in some fan base doesn't like the band anymore.
Of course.
Every
of course.
Fucking day, someone has tried to take this thing away from me. And they're going to have to kill me to stop suicide silence. Yeah. It's not going to happen. I've already went through like the process. We were talking earlier. I almost stopped the podcast. That part of my brain is literally gone. The acquitting part. I got close quite a few times, but people are trying to take this away from me every single day.
They'll have to pry it from your dead hands, dude.
Even if you kill me, the band won't get bigger.
But that's not going to happen. Though.
Even that won't work.
Exactly.
I'm kidding. Please don't kill me. But do you know? But it's true though. Yeah. I mean, people just want to take away what you built every day. It's like you kind of forced. It's like this weird thing, which I've noticed. People that I'll meet people in a person.
Yeah.
In a genuine fans of Suicide Silence and the podcast and that's cool, but sometimes like. People expect you to be humble. They expect you to be relatable, but also not be. It's impossible because like so. Let's say like okay, so you want to be relatable. Okay, so can I put a comment back and say you're a bitch?
Yeah,
you can't. Because then okay, now you're punching down, dude. Like Suicide Silence has experience. Where we put out a record and a member in a band commented back and the fucking comments.
Yeah.
And I'm not over exaggerating. Thousands of comments will tell you you're fucking done, you're a piece of shit, quit the band. You send a comment out in defense and the back. So you're supposed to take hits, but you can't take hits back. But wait, I thought you wanted me to be relatable.
Yeah. So keeping the same energy.
You know what I mean? It's just tough, dude. It's tough. So all you can do is just be yourself.
That's it.
Man, I didn't expect to talk about this today. Jesus. Oh my God.
Sometimes it happens, dude.
Oh my God.
But you're also right. That's another one of those.
Fuck.
I don't want to say like. Unfortunate byproducts of doing what we do, but it kind of is. It's like it's okay for someone else to do it that's not in our position, but the moment we turn around and give an emotional human response, it's like oh, now you're punching down. Why the fuck would you say that? It's like, you literally just fucking badmouth all of my hard work and fucking drive and determination. Mm-hmm. But the moment I even give you a mild punch back, now I'm the fucking asshole.
Mm-hmm.
And that, and I think a lot of people live to do that to other people because they want you to fucking take the bait and drink the fucking Kool-Aid and then be like, ah, look at this fucking guy. You know what I mean? Like,
I'll be honest. I fucking punch sideways. I punch up and I punch down. I punch everywhere, dude. If I will punch a baby. If a baby punched me, I'm gonna go on a baby punching spree. And that's the clip on YouTube.
God damn it.
All right, Chris, clip that.
We already
Zach, clip it. Jay, clip it, dude.
That's gonna be the title of this episode, dude. Fucking punching babies, dude.
That's gonna be the clip on TikTok, dude.
Baby punching spree. Oh my god, dude.
That's definitely the fucking TikTok YouTube clip for sure. Oh, I did rip that off from a comedian.
Who?
Can you guess? There's only one comedian that said, I'm going to go on a baby punching spree.
It's got to be Burr.
No.
No?
No.
Damn, I thought for sure that's a Bill Burr thing, dude. Like,
Dane Cook.
Oh, wow.
I forgot what special was. Was it Vicious Circle?
I mean, an older one for sure, right? Like,
dude, what if... yeah, there you go. Because he's talking about a sound that he doesn't like. Oh, yeah,
that is an old one.
He's talking about a sound.
Sounds in this world that when you hear them, they make you react in different ways.
This is it. I was a fan of Dane Cook, man. He was sick.
I think he was funny.
Located near your limbic system. You hear the sound.
So that sounds and Dane Cook have a parallel life. I'll talk about it after. It's here. It's here. Let's go.
That was a horrible impersonation. I know. I'm not, don't bullshit me. That was bad.
Is that a bull?
That's the best I can do.
Put under 5 seconds. Yeah.
Oh, right there. That's got to be right there.
Yep.
It makes you want to punch a baby.
That was funny, dude.
Yeah, that is from an older special for sure. But yeah, what happened to him? He just kind of fucking, is he still doing stand-up?
He like, could do whatever no, the for fuck sure. he wants.
I just kind of stopped following him like a while ago. Like,
he could do whatever he wants.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
Stan Cook.
You can do whatever you want, dude. You're Chris Garza.
Oh, I appreciate that. Almost there. Or maybe I'll never get there. Maybe it's gonna be a life of pressure and just keep things alive. I don't know.
Nah.
No. I'm pretty. Yeah.
We're good.
I feel close.
We are very close to a lot of milestones. A lot of cool shit.
Dude, I was telling Chris this. My phone has. My algorithm on Instagram has changed. It's so crazy. Like if you switch your mindset, my algorithm on Instagram changed.
Yeah.
I started getting fed quotes. Say what you want about Trump. He has pretty cool ones. I mean, you name it. Dude, everybody was like, "Fuck Trump, Goggins." Like anyone had a really cool quote.
Yeah,
I was like. Just let the mind, this a simple switch. Okay, I'm done with the whole quitting thing. I'm just done.
Yeah.
And like everything is started like, it is true. It's just your ability to handle pressure. It's all pressure. And can you handle the pressure?
Yeah. It's how you handle it that really makes the fucking difference.
I just want to be 21 and fucking have emotional breakdowns and be a fucking idiot. But I can't.
You can't.
It's too much online, dude.
Yeah.
It's too much. Too much sacrifice, too much that the family.
Yeah. And you've already been through fucking too much and all that to go back and do it again. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it's all a fucking growing learning experience, man. And if you're not learning from it, God help you, dude. Fucking like, you know what I mean? Cause this shit don't get easier, dude. Not that life doesn't get easier. I mean, obviously life, so like I said, I was gonna throw curveballs at you, but if you didn't learn how to handle those curveballs along the fucking way, dude. it's going to be rough. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So please recognize and listen to the signs and take everything as a learning experience and fucking be the best you can fucking be every day. Because, well, mm-hmm. as corny as it sounds, dude, you only live once. You know, you get one shot at this shit, dude. Mm-hmm. Make it good. Don't fuck it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, just, yeah, there's so many. It's not just your dream. It's because no one could do it. You can't do it alone. Like, there's so many people in my family that is invested in suicide songs. My mom and dad, everything that they've,
yeah,
all the time and sacrifice they've done to make the band work, family, friends.
Yeah, and they've seen, they've probably fucking seen the wildest of the wild shit. They've been through it all with you, too.
Dude.
Yeah.
They've seen the worst. Yeah. It's just funny. Like, it's not even you sometimes. Like, I'll see them reading comments. I'm like, oh, no. And then you gotta have to explain to them, oh, you don't. It's nothing. It's don't even.
Yeah, don't pay it any mind.
It's my family. It's a lady and future kids I don't have. I'm 38. I want to have a child by 40.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, dude, it's affecting my cat. Like, dude, the fucking dude. I'll say this a million times till. We'll do a million podcasts. I'll keep saying this shit. But dude, we lost all our money. We lost all our fucking money when that record came out, and for whatever reason, and literally, like, my cat suffered. Like, I was feeding my cat garbage, and my cat almost died. And then I just took the little credit I had, and obviously he's still alive, and it could have been way worse. I'm like, damn, even like this even affected my fucking pets.
it's true, dude. And then you really have to like stop and think about it at a certain point. It's unless it truly is just you that you're worried about, and you don't have people around you that mm-hmm. are counting on you, or that, you know, in some sort of way, mm-hmm. whether it's, you know, they're counting on you monetarily or physically or mentally or all three.
Mm-hmm.
You have to kind of realize that shit at a certain point too. It's like, you're not on your own anymore. There are people that count on you. There are people that, mm-hmm. you know what True. I mean? Yeah. And it's the same for all of us, mm-hmm. you know, in a lot of ways. You know, it's you're right. And it does affect those around you. I mean, look at Leo now, though, dude. He's chilling. You're making that podcast money. He's eating the creme de la creme fucking food, dude.
Looking, almost there.
How old is Leo?
He's 7, 8 years old.
Looking better than he ever has, dude.
Yeah,
I love Leo. He's cool. He's great. Leo's like a cat's cat. You know, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. Like, he's like a real fucking cat. Like, sometimes I'll walk in the house to go pee, like during rehearsal or whatever, and he'll mm-hmm. be right there. You know, and he'll do that thing where like he walks over to you, and like he'll kind of let you pet him for like 2 seconds, and then he's like, get the fuck off me. Like, all right, you know, that's enough. You know what I mean? I like cats like that, where they're just like, they're cool, but they're also like, all right. You know, like, you got snacks or something, bro? No, all right, get the fuck away from me. You know, like,
he killed a bird yesterday. I was sick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Got himself that all-natural snack. He was like, you know what?
Dude.
I'm craving fucking feathers today, dude.
Dude, I'll do that. Like, just depending what day it is, I'll drink coffee. Sometimes I'll drink coffee outside and just let him out. I just like watching him be a cat. Just trying to clear my head for the day ahead.
Yeah.
And I'll just watch him just be a cat. And it's like, walk around and hunt and stuff, like try to hunt. I'm like, oh, he won't catch a bird. Then I go back outside, check him on him. He has a bird in his fucking mouth. I'm like, oh shit, he fucking
I think I asked you, does he leave the crib? Like, will he go away from the house?
He will, yeah. If he knows, if he hops the fence, which I gotta keep an eye on him, but I'll let him roam the backyard.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I've gone over like during the day or whatever, and he's just like walking along the bricks, like in the backyard by the pool. I'm like, okay, he's chilling. You know what I mean?
I'll go in like the backyard, chill. But hopefully he can't leave. He can't leave the backyard.
He'll fucking take off, huh?
Yeah.
Has he ever taken off and like
a few times,
like for days?
No.
Oh, okay. So like he comes back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I find out the trick. Because sometimes because he was getting into like the neighbor's yard. I'm like, how is he getting into the neighbor's yard? And then finally I saw him do it. Oh, he's hopping the fence. Holy shit. He found like a little like hill. And then
that's high enough that he can get up on the
hill. Oh, shit. I saw him. But I figured out how to get him back. Just put out food. Yeah. Put out food in the back. I'll sit there, just read a book like a fucking loser.
And eventually he'll just come back.
Eventually he'll just come back. Let him be a cat. I don't know. How do we get? How do we fucking? What a fucking roller coaster! Right. Oh my god, dude! What the fuck's going on?
And now we're. What's today? Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. We got a long flight.
God damn it, dude! Yeah, I know, dude. I'm just like.
It's gonna suck.
I was so stoked about this fucking flight to and from Vegas because it's only fucking 37 minutes or whatever. I'm like, hell yeah, dude! This is sick. That wasn't even a warm up for what we're about to fucking do. Mm-hmm. 16 and a half the first flight and 4.5 hours the second flight.
Well, that's what we asked for.
We did. Yeah. That's a very cool fucking lineup, though, dude. Hammersonic is about to be huge.
Yeah, it's great.
I'm real stoked. Real stoked.
I'll pop into the Bourne analytics of Suicide Silence, and number two is Jakarta. As far as people that like listen to us and watch YouTube videos, I'm like, it's Jakarta,
which is really crazy. Remember while I was talking about it, you know how like management made the post for New England and Hardcore,
mm-hmm.
In September or whatever, the day after, and then I posted the Jakarta fucking flyer on the band page at like fucking like 1 a.m. Mm-hmm. Dude, this shit got like 30,000 fuck. I was just like, Jesus fucking, like, is this many people really coming to like Jakarta? And then, yeah, I kind of did the nerd thing and went down the rabbit hole and kind of looked like, dude, there's people still commenting now that are like, can't wait to see you in Jakarta, like in whatever in Indonesian, like writing, and you have to like translate it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a lot of fucking people. Like,
better not fuck up. It's happened.
In what way? How are we talking? Am I gonna play something a little too fast? Am I gonna drop a stick? What do you think it's gonna be, dude? Let's put it on drummer roulette right now, dude.
Chris, type in popcorn.
Get the fuck out of here.
Let's just look at it. This is what the fuck's all this? Oh, Chris does get the analogy. So when Ernie's playing drums and his kicks aren't solid, so it sounds like popcorn. Because he's not playing on beat.
Which hasn't happened in years, but he loves to fucking grill me about it.
It happened last shows. I don't know.
What are you talking about?
Like, is that popcorn? Is that an actual drummer back there?
I got the receipts, dude. Wait, which one is this? Is this No Pity? Yeah, see, this is a good one right here, dude. You can fucking hear how sick the fucking kicks are here, dude. Not a single fucking popcorn, dude. Also with just 1 foot, too, dude. Suck it.
Okay, when drummers do the 1 foot thing, it's so stupid.
Is it, though?
It's like, it's not.
So that's why my legs are buff, dude.
You're just trying to look cool doing that.
Just trying to build calf muscle, dude.
I'm doing this 1 foot, dude. Yeah, I'm fucking cool.
That's why Garza tries to downpick everything. He's hoping James Hetfield will notice him one fucking day, dude, but it's just never going to happen, dude.
Oh, he'll see. It's like, yeah, finally someone is going to rival me.
Dude, look at those calves, dude.
How do you get calves? As guys, dude, it's tough to build up your calves.
I know I've made this fucking joke forever and a day. And I actually took the joke from someone else years ago, but they were like, oh, dude. Having trouble getting fucking calf muscles, just get fat, dude. Carrying around your fucking body weight will give you calf muscles. But no, I mean, I've played drums my whole fucking life. I did marching band. I did fucking parade band, all that shit. Like, on top of having been heavy set a good majority of my fucking life. And as funny as it sounds, it's like, yeah, it gave me fucking big calves. Like, you know what I mean? And honestly, I just kind of I like walking around. Like when we're, when we're on tour or whatever, like, oh, let's go walk this coffee shop or walk somewhere and go see something cool, whatever. Like,
mm-hmm.
I think it's a bit of everything, Because I, I'm not, like, the most well-versed dude at the fucking gym. Like, there's a lot of shit I don't do at the gym, you know what I mean? I've gotten on a leg press before just for my own personal, like, let me see how much I could put up on the fucking leg press. And
oh, my goodness.
Admittedly, yeah. I did it because I wanted to see. I'd always seen these dudes, like, smaller than you put up, like, fucking 3 plates on each side on the leg press. Yeah. I'm like, if they can do that shit, I could definitely fucking do that. You know what I mean? Like,
I do that shit.
And honestly, yeah, I can, but it's not something I go and fucking do all the time. I just, got fortunate enough to get what they call, you know, drummer legs or whatever. And I play a lot of double kick. And my spring tension is very, very, very high and tight. Mm. And my beaters are pretty far back. So it requires a lot of fucking calf muscle and, like, weight to press my pedals down. Because there are people that sit on my kit and play my pedals that are like, holy shit. Yeah, I mean, look.
Wow. Okay, so if you're a guy, so let's say I want to build calf muscles. The only thing I gotta do is play drums really sloppy.
Just get sick as fuck at drums, dude.
Like how you do, right? So yeah, if I play drums like shit, dude, I could get really strong calves.
That's it, dude.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, look, dude, the proof's in the pudding, bro. The fucking, you know. I know they say the camera adds 10 pounds, dude, but I mean, you can't fake those fucking calves. Look at them shits, dude.
Yeah, calves are so hard to build, dude. I do legs twice a week. It fucking sucks ass.
Yeah.
You have to. It's like, fuck, this is, and then they just stay the same, too. I have two fucking toothpicks for legs. That sucks, dude. It fucking sucks,
man. No, actually, shout out. You know who has the fucking craziest calves, dude? Hmm. Frankie Palmieri from Amir.
And a boy.
Has the most insane calves I've ever seen. And then right behind him, Pablo.
Mm, also a badass drummer.
Pablo's a goat, dude. But Pablo also played soccer. Mm. So he's got like soccer player like body type of thing. Boy. His calves are fucking huge, dude. Like,
had a boy. Yeah, so good.
Well, you could probably go to like Frankie's like Instagram and like he's got like full body pictures of him like on stage and shit. His legs are fucking huge, dude.
Well, shit, Ernie, any closing thoughts, man?
I mean, dude, just looking forward to Indonesia this weekend. Hopefully it's like fucking, you know, 800,000 people are there or something like that. I hope it's just a fucking sea of people when we show it up.
Are you going to warm up?
Oh, yeah, of course.
You need to.
Of course, dude.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'll warm up for like 4 or 5 minutes,
Because if you look bad, I look bad. And I don't like that.
I mean, usually, guys, what winds up happening is that I have to carry the weight of Garza's fucking right hand not being up to par, so I have to cover it up with my sick-ass fucking kick drums, dude, so.
No, see, the problem is my right hand is so on point. Your feet have trouble keeping up with my right hand.
Is that it? It's true.
That's it. I knew it.
No, yeah. Indonesia's going to be sick, and then looking forward to like getting back home and going back to work and then getting to work on this fucking record, dude.
Mm-hmm.
It's time, dude.
I feel bad. I know the band's waiting for me. I feel bad, but I'm almost there.
Yeah.
Dude, I just now feel like I'm grasping the workload of this thing.
Yeah.
I feel like I have a good emotional, mental, physical grasp of what's actually happening,
all of us know it too, and we back you and support everything that's happening and going on, dude. You know what I mean? Like, I think there might have been some shakiness a few months ago where we just kind of weren't sure, like, okay, like, and now that like everything is falling into fucking place and our team is fucking crushing it,
mm-hmm.
I think everyone is fully confident, myself included.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, again, despite the things that have gone down in the last fucking few months for me, I'm like I'm mentally in a fucking way stronger fucking place than I was 2-3 months ago. Like, I'm hungry.
Good.
I'm hungry and I'm fucking stoked. I'm just like, yeah, I'm backfiring on all of my fucking cylinders, which is sick.
You know what you can't buy? You can't buy hunger.
Nope.
Can't.
Nope.
Name one deathcore band that will throw away all their money
and still be here.
Still be here. Like they're barely doing it with money.
Exactly.
We are fucking hungry, and it's cool. That's kind of one thing I really miss. I'll do a quick close off. This is actually what I wanted to bring up earlier, but I fucked up because
you're shot anyway.
Yeah, it's true. I think that does piss me off, like with their workload, because I want to sit down and just play guitar. I just want to play guitar, man. That's all I want to do, but I haven't been able to do that yet because there's the business side of Suicide Silence I've been trying to get solved, and there's this. And so I think I think by this time next month, I'll be in a different spot, and I'll be, I think we'll be fucking flying, dude.
Yeah, I mean, and
just fucking,
you know,
riffing
between us, like as far as like, you know, business shit goes or whatever. We only have that one final puzzle piece to get locked in terms of a, you know.
You're welcome.
And we're fucking good to go.
Just tell him I'm the fucking sickest boss ever, dude. Come on. Just tell him.
I mean,
I'm kidding.
Oh, look. Right, let's see. Look. Let's go. Dude, look at Frankie's fucking legs, dude.
Let's go. Well, that's a good closer.
Buff, dude. Yacked.
Right, Ernie? Well, I'm not looking forward to being in an airplane with you all weekend.
That's so, such so a that. Crazy turn and burn for us, dude. 20 hours there to play a 50-minute set and then 20 hours back. It's going to be fucking crazy.
Let's go. All right, everyone. This should be the last episode of me and Ernie for a bit. Next month, it's looking pretty busy with bands coming in town. And yeah, that's it. Thank you for listening and watching. Thank you, Ernie, for your time and helping me during my low times. Appreciate it, man.
Happy to be here.
Oh, yeah. All right, everyone.
Later.
That's it. Later.